Ramble.
Let's hype it up. Let's give it up for the podcast.
We just are so scared right now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I am one of your hosts, Becky, and I am joined by Matt, who's getting a phone call right now.
Good morning.
Is it the doggy dentist?
It is. The doggy dentist has arrived.
Emergency.
Emergency. Emma has no teeth.
Surprise.
We've got Margaret here.
Hello.
We've got Rachel.
Hi.
Our podcast, Pixie and Pixette, Miles and Rainy.
We hype this morning.
So Rainy's noise is going to be like, shh.
Rain cloud.
Oh, speaking of rain, the girls, the LA children who
what
are
girls?
3 years old,
no,
June and Poppy.
What girls?
What girls? Girls. It rained in LA last week.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We walked outside and it had been raining, and June goes, "Is that thunder water?"
So yeah, LA kids.
Yeah. Thunderwater.
Also sounds like a cocktail that you get at a hipster bar.
Yeah. Thunderwater. Yeah. I'm petitioning. New name for rain. Thunderwater.
100%. I feel like when it rained this time, we had like our patio furniture covered and there was like a puddle in one of the things and I had to tip it over and like I ran away from it like, like, living in LA living in LA has made me forget what weather is.
Yeah.
It's skeeter water now.
I think also, this was one of the first times it was hot rain too, because we're not used to hot rain. I went to a wedding and I was just like in spaghetti straps, but I didn't want to put a raincoat on because most of our raincoats here have down because we're just used to cold. We don't have like thin raincoats for here.
Yeah. Winter rain.
Yeah.
We got raincoats for Vietnam and, apparently, everyone else got actual raincoats. We got fake raincoats from Uniqlo.
No.
So when it rained, they went fully see-through.
No way.
I mean, I was wearing proper undergarments, obviously.
Yeah.
But it looked pretty hilarious when you're walking around
you look pretty wet.
Yeah, you guys looked wet the whole trip. It didn't look like raincoats were working. You looked...
No, I mean, it was a mix of sweat, rain.
It was a wet.
Sometimes tears, depending on what the hike was like that day.
But your skin was beautiful.
Glowing.
Yeah.
Thriving.
Glowing. Youthful. Yeah. Speaking of glowing things, you guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of glowing things, you know what glows for me?
What?
Rom-coms.
Oh.
Rom-coms always brighten my day. They make my day glow.
Mm-hmm. How often are you watching rom-coms in your life? Like when you're picking movies, how often are you like half the time, one out of 10?
Almost
only
exclusively.
Thing that shows up on your YouTube.
Almost exclusively.
Almost exclusively rom-coms. I love a good rom-y-commy. What about you, hoes over there?
Says the one who like was like, we're seeing a horror movie tomorrow last night.
Yeah, but I don't know if I should see it.
Yes, you should.
They all saw a horror movie. I'm not good at horror. Mags is not great at horror.
No.
Yes. But you see horror in the theater. At home, you watch a rom-com.
Away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw Barbarian last night. It just
Spooky
came out on Friday.
Is approaching. Good one.
It was very good. Mm-hmm. We can't tell you anything else about it. You got to go in blind.
No spoilers.
Don't ask anyone.
What,
you could read like
how
the
many
info
ghosts?
Card.
10 ghosts?
No ghosts.
No ghosts.
Not a ghost
movie. I meant like as a rating.
Oh, it
10
was,
out of 10? 8 out of 10.
I thought it was like a 7 out of 10 movie overall, but I can't tell you what genre it is because I feel like it'll like ruin.
Zombie.
Is it?
Don't go. Go in knowing nothing.
Go in knowing nothing. Don't look anything up.
Is it scarier or less scary than Get Out?
It's different.
Different.
Very different.
Different. I would say it's maybe like.
Parasite
Hereditary,
really scared me.
Malignant.
I don't think there's social commentary at all.
What's the scariest movie that you've seen that you're like, oof?
Oof.
I feel like you have an anchor in there that you keep trying to compare something to.
I know. Well, Parasite truly terrified me.
Yeah.
I was staying in an Airbnb in Palm Springs shortly after that, and there was a locked door. You know, they locked the utility closet or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was there alone the first night and the whole time, and there were big windows to the big backyard, and I was like... I literally didn't have like a glass of wine because I was like, I have to keep my wits about me in case anything happens.
Oh my God.
I get scared. I don't mind being scared while the movie's playing, but yeah. I hate being scared once it's done. It haunts me. Yeah. I'm haunted. I don't know. There's some other stuff that has scared me, but I don't even know what it was.
There's different genres of scary movies. Mm-hmm.
Like the first movie that I remember being really scared at was What Lies Beneath.
I haven't seen that.
I don't think I saw that.
I don't know why. You think it's scary?
A bit more of a thriller, but go off.
Yeah, that's the one that I look back on. I was like, wow, that was like scary. Like that was the first one that you kept thinking about it afterward.
Wasn't that based on the Robert Durst?
Yeah.
I think I only saw clips of The Conjuring during a video shoot. But is that the one where the guy is standing by the crib and then he's gone and there's a baby? That scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Conjuring.
Yeah, that sounds like Conjuring. And sometimes it'll be like 4 a.m. One of the girls will cry out, Mama, come tuck me in. And I'll go and I just, as I'm walking to their room, I'm picturing someone standing there and it's like fucking with me.
Ew.
I know. That's why.
Horror. I think Insidious is
I think I saw clips of that franchise.
Too.
I love a franchise that can take a 5-minute scene and make 30 other movies about it. I mean, whoever came up with that was just a genius. But I wouldn't say it scared me. I think
are they the franchise that used tip?
Yes, it is.
I hate it.
Oh yeah, what are other creepy? Jeepers Creepers has a creepy song that'll scare us forever.
Hocus Pocus is my level of
that is not scary.
Are you excited about the remake?
They play that at El Capitan with like a bubble show.
I mean, I also grew up watching The Shining and I really like it. It's pretty scary.
Have you guys seen Don't Breathe?
It is.
That was stressful scary. My jaw was just clenched the entire time. I don't like that kind of scary because I'm just like, I feel like my temples are like tight after I leave and everything hurts because I'm so stressed.
I like that jumpy. Good.
You like jump scares?
Ooh, yeah.
I like jump scares in a movie, but I can't get myself to go to a haunted house because it's too real. I jump too high.
Yeah.
Have any of you done the like Universal thing? Because I saw a TikTok about it this year and those creatures look fucked up.
No, Miles, you went not a couple times.
I did go to Hollywood Horror Nights.
How was it?
It was pretty spooky. And it was pouring rain, so I was sopping for the entire time.
Oh wow,
that was really spooky in the weekend.
It was like weird proportions, and it looked kind of bloody, and it like kept setting back on its like haunches in a weird way.
I was in the weekend. You went?
I just saw the TikTok.
Oh my God, that
thing scared. But the TikTok was scary.
She felt like she experienced it.
Yeah,
that was probably the biggest scare of the whole thing. Because you're like walking in, and you go in, and essentially like there's like a wall on your right with like light on it, and so you look to the wall, and then in the corner of your vision, you see this giant figure lumbering towards you. That's like 9 feet tall.
It was really scary.
It was very scary.
That sounds fun.
Well done. Yeah.
Well done.
9 feet's pretty tall. Yeah.
I did the Walking Dead thing at Universal once when we were there with friends a few years ago, and everyone else in the group was clinging on to me, and I was the brave one to walk first.
You had to be brave for everyone else.
Get it together, you guys. I was also pregnant at the time, and I felt like they were fully willing to sacrifice me.
Do you think your babies get scared when you get scared?
Like, I think the whatever hormones you're producing, they get. So I think if you are consistently like scared
or stressed, like cortisol.
It would definitely affect your infant. So like if you were in like a real life situation where you were scared all the time, like, I don't know, it gets really dark really quickly if I say that though.
But let's say it's a horror movie. Let's pretend that your pregnant belly was a horror movie. Could you like tap on your belly and be like, nee, 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 and the little babies would be like, ah.
Like I scared them? No, you tap on your belly all the time and they tap back.
You play a little music for them. Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
I don't think that would scare them. They're just like little worms in amniotic sacs.
They don't think so.
You heard it here first. Babies can't get scared.
Well,
babies are unspookable.
But I think if you were like stressed at your job day in and day out, those like hormones would affect your unborn children for sure. I think if you get scared once, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're fine.
They're used to it.
They're used to being scared. They're in a dark womb.
Yeah.
They're in a dark womb. Get it? Like room.
Uh huh.
Oh my gosh.
You get it?
Uh huh.
Yeah. You get it? Uh-huh. You guys love a rom-com.
Love a rom-com. Let's get back to it.
Why don't they make horror rom-coms?
They made
Isn't
one.
Isn't that what Scream like is? They have
Fresh.
Oh yeah, I guess Fresh was a horror rom-com. Fresh. Mm-hmm. Fresh was a horror rom-com.
I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Yeah. I liked Fresh. I thought Fresh was actually, it was fresh. It was a new idea. It was a fresh idea.
Really stuck, huh? Because there's only one.
Really stuck. Really stuck in your teeth. Mm-hmm. No, Scream is like a...
It's like one of those teen movies, but horror.
Yeah, they don't call it camp, but similar. It's in a similar genre of camp because it was self-aware.
Yeah, I remember watching it as a teen and thinking it was an actual scary movie and then watching it 10 years later as an adult and being like, oh no, it's a funny, scary movie. Mm-hmm. But at like 14, whenever it came out, I didn't get that, you know?
Oh, lit.
Scary was scary.
Mm-hmm. Lit.
Scary was scary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, rom-coms. Do you have a favorite rom-com?
Do I have a favorite rom-com? Wow. What a beautiful question. I really liked, in recent times, Set It Up on Netflix. Glenn Powell is fine. Very fine. Very beautiful.
Fine. Like fine?
Like fine. Like okay. F-O-I-N-E. Another one did I like recently? You know what one I was surprised I liked? Very surprised. Mm-hmm. I have a girlfriend who just got into the union for being a makeup artist, and she worked on A California Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Stop.
Sounds bad.
On Netflix. Like,
yeah, good sounds, for her, but sounds bad. It sounds like Hallmark-y.
Yeah, it is horrible. It is not a good movie.
And you're obsessed.
But... the two leads did get married in the time of filming in real life. And like, for me, I'm like, you can't fake that chemistry, baby. You can't fake that, girl.
That's funny.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. What are your favorite rom-coms? Matt, I feel like you love rom-coms. You just exude rom-com.
Like, I can't even
look at your sweater.
I don't think I can even name five rom-coms. I'm not going to lie off the top of my head.
I have a hard time naming things out of thin air.
I do too.
All right. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Classic rom-com.
That's classic. That is my best friend's favorite. I feel like the classic ones. I've seen it a lot.
Yeah.
Are good.
Like, you know what I...
got married, you know, all those.
Yeah.
Just...
What?
What's it called?
There's Something About Mary.
Something about Mary.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
You've Got Mail. Sleepless in Seattle. There we go.
There you go.
I feel like You've Got Mail and like Sleepless in Seattle are like very dramatic.
Yeah,
that's what
you like. The Tom Hanks, you like Meg Ryan like combo.
Yes. Yeah, that I feel like that era is like
they peaked in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, you know what one I love? You know what one is really good?
What?
It's a Nancy Meyers movie. Which one? Home Again. Oh my God, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Three hottie body boys,
like glass.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay, which one's
you
home
crazy
again?
Girl? Home Again is the one where Reese Witherspoon has these like three writer boys stay at her house and they're all like very hot and she starts sleeping with one of them. But then the other two just like improve her life in a different way.
Oh.
And they all learn something from
each
other.
So they're in like a quadruple.
No. Only two of them are boning.
Oh, okay.
Only two of them are boning. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
But Sweet Home Alabama, I would say, is probably one of my favorite rom-coms.
Love Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah. Why you want to marry me? So I can kiss you anytime I want.
Mm. That's very cute. Adorable.
Have you seen that one, Rainy?
Rainy!
Startling.
You must. You will love.
I love Reese Witherspoon. I love Three Hot Men.
Well, that's Home Again. Watch both of them.
Okay.
Okay. Sweet Home Alabama is the one with lightning and where he says... I could kiss you anytime I want.
Mm-hmm.
And then Home Again is like more of like an adult Nancy Meyers, like feel good, beautiful home movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that Christmassy one too. It's so dumb with Sarah Jessica
holiday.
Parker.
The holiday where they switch houses.
No, I'm talking about the family.
The Family Stone is... If you're going to go watch The Family Stone tonight, no, it is...
very dramatic. You will be crying.
Yeah.
It is. So that's like recommending someone watch Stepmom as a feel-good movie.
Okay. Stepmom is another step in another direction.
And these are the more dramatic ones. What are the more comedy ones? Like Meet the Fockers, right?
Meet the Rockers. Yeah.
Is that a rock?
Yeah. Right? The Holiday, I think, is like a perfect movie.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whoa, perfect. Perfect.
Name something wrong with The Holiday. I dare you. Perfect. Miles, I dare you.
I love The Holiday.
Thank you.
I watched it with Zach for Guilty Peace.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, Jack Black could get it. 100%.
Okay.
Sure.
I wouldn't go that far.
He can move.
That man can wiggle.
He's nimble.
He was in his hot phase. I love a goofy guy that goes into hot like quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting.
Would never have guessed. Would never have guessed.
The goofy to hot pipeline is very short for me. Very short. We're even saying, what's his name? Oh, and the character's name was Keith in Barbarian, Bill Skarsgård.
Yes.
I was like, he's so goofy looking, but like really hot in this movie.
And I pull up a picture of him doing the Pennywise without makeup on. I was like, Becky, this looks like Keith.
She's got a type.
She got a type. It's good to know your type.
You know, live, laugh, love.
You're consistent.
How am I supposed to live, laugh, love in these conditions?
I don't know.
Margaret, what is your favorite rom-com? You seem like a rom-y-commy girly-whirly to me.
I do like rom-coms.
You can't say trolls.
Trolls is a rom-com.
She's going to be like Monster-in-Law.
J-Lo.
Made in Manhattan.
I like the style of 500 Days of Summer, but it's actually a very sad story in the end.
Yeah, rom-coms are
What's
dark.
What's the crying? The Notebook?
That's not a rom-com. I love The Notebook. What is it? Though.
That's
The Notebook is drama. Ball your eyes out genre. Yeah.
Do you guys want to know, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen The Notebook? As a former Nicholas Sparks aficionado, do you know how the book ends?
No.
They bone and they die.
They have sex?
They bone.
One last time?
And then they die.
How do they die? Is that how you want
to... Oh, no, sorry. They bone and they don't die. They bone and they don't die. They die in the movie. They don't die in the book.
Okay.
In the book, they are not dead. There is a sequel. I just lied. I lied to everyone. I'm so sorry.
So they just have sex?
Becky's apology.
They have sex in the nursing home?
Yeah. Oh. And it's like a little more detailed than you want it to be. No shade to like old people who have sex. No, I know what happens. Mean,
good for them.
Oh yeah. Good for you. But they do not die in the book. There is a sequel. I think it's called like The Wedding or like The Marriage, and it's about one of their kids getting married.
Must not be too good of a story because they didn't make it.
That's true.
Yeah, and you know they decided to kill them
instead of making a sequel. I would say that's like drama, but is that your favorite rom-com?
When Harry Met Sally.
No, I was just trying to.
When Harry Met Sally is so classic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
A love, a must love.
And Keith just ate everything at the menu from Katz's.
Oh, yeah.
When
oh, yeah.
we were in New York. So yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Coming up.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, it was hard. And the room was about 80 degrees while we were filming. Mm.
Yeah, the AC didn't work in the room, which we all kind of knew. But then once we put a bunch of people, a bunch of lights, and a bunch of pastrami sandwiches in it, it got worse.
A lot of hot meat. A lot of
so
hot
much hot meat.
I mean, that just what keeps it fresh, you know, like under the heat lamp.
Yeah. Same but concept. We were the heat lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same temp I feel
like that's being, you know, conscious for the environment, using your own body heat instead of electricity.
And while we were filming, there was a girl in the room next door going through a very terrible breakup, and we could hear every word. It's not in the video, but we ran out to the hallway because she was screaming. And because we wanted to make sure she wasn't being like hurt. So we were like listening at the door. She was screaming that loud that we were like, is someone with her?
Like a
but
phone
we eventually
call?
Determined she was on the phone.
Is this an episode from Murders in the Building?
Murders in the Building.
Only murders in the building.
I think if someone had been in there, we would have like made someone come open the door because like it sounded like she was being like hurt. But I think she's being hurt.
Rachel is holding her heart at this moment for those listening.
Yeah.
She's looking longingly into the microphone. She's a single tear has been shed. She is falling asleep now. She has fallen asleep. Rachel is asleep.
anyway, that's the drama behind Katz's Eat the Menu.
And you know we were excited that drama, wasn't it? When Harry met Sally. What a beautiful film, Maggie.
Yeah.
Love a Meg Ryan moment. She was cool.
She was cool back in the day. Pulled off more hairstyles than anyone else.
Rainey, you remind me of Meg Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do have big Meg Ryan energy.
She's just Rainey just motioned to Miles, like, give me the mic.
One time in freshman year, somebody told me I looked like Meg Ryan, and then I was going to get a haircut. And so I went to the salon, and I was like, hey, like, this is the picture. I showed her a picture of Meg Ryan. And she was like, yeah, like, Meg Ryan has a perm, so I can't cut your hair and have it look like that. But I can just cut your hair short. And I was like, okay. And then it was one of the biggest regrets I've ever had.
Really?
It didn't look good.
Why didn't she offer, like, do you want a perm?
I know. That was weird.
Did she not do perms? Like, help scaffold out the steps for me to achieve this thing. Don't just say, I'll just cut it short for you.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I was like, oh, well, my hair is like kind of curly. Like maybe when I cut it, it'll be less heavy and it'll curl up. And she was just like, you're delusional. But like, I honestly, it's the end of the day. Like I don't know.
This person did not care about her job.
Yeah, I did not feel cared or seen or loved by that hairdresser.
Ouch.
Give us her name, Rainey. Give me her name.
First and last.
I'm going to find her.
Say the salon.
I don't even know. I still get emails.
Shots fired. Here we go.
Rainey's printed out the emails and like framed them as a reminder. And every time she gets her hair cut now, she's like, never again.
Never again.
Never again.
They say you need a perm, you get a perm.
Yeah.
Be strong.
Yeah, no, hairdressers need to communicate properly. Like once I showed a picture to a colorist and she came back out with something that looked wrong. And I just, it was like a normal red picture, but it was like a lot blonder than usual. Mm-hmm. And she came out and I was like, what is in there? And she was like, well, we're going to have to bleach it first to get this color. And I was like, no, that's not what I wanted. We have to talk about that. Thank God I asked. She was like, well, it's very light. So if you want to do, I was like, no, let's just do something a little lighter. I didn't want to bleach it.
That's very like, brave of you to say something.
Yeah.
Like that is brave.
Because you get socially awkward and you're like, yeah, just do it. I'm sure it'll be fine.
If someone shaved my head off and like murdered Keith in front of me at the salon, I would be like, thank you. I love it so much.
You would still tip 20%.
I would be like, this has been the best day of my life. And I'll buy some shampoo. Yeah. I've done it with getting my nails done before.
I relate to that so hard.
I'm like, I cannot, I the can confrontation never.
I do
of
get
that.
A color I hate and I'm like, thank you. But that's just my, I've gotten my hair dyed a lot now and I know it looks like this purpley color and this was not purple. And so I was like, what is that? And I just showed the wrong picture. I was like, you got to tell me what I showed you. I thought it was same, only lighter. She was like, no, this person bleached their hair and then they dyed it. And I was like, we can't, I used to bleach my hair. I was like, we can't go there again. It all falls out.
No more hair.
It all falls
no
out.
No more hair.
No more hair.
I would like to keep my hair. Thank you.
Yeah.
Same.
Have any of you ever bleached your hair?
Technically, yeah. I just got highlights and they bleached it, but it's like very, they took like such tiny pieces of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was really tangly for a long time.
Yeah, because it changes the texture.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's bleach. When I bleached it all the way and it was platinum, like, when I washed my hair, it felt gummy, not like normal. Which
crunchy?
No, gummy.
No, it feels like
it's like
it like denatures the proteins in your hair.
Yeah, yeah, there's something.
I mean, it's not good for your hair, but it looks.
They also
dope.
Teased it looks a lot dope. When they were doing it. So like my hair was like a bird.
Oh yeah, yeah. They do that. They could paint
to
it
mine
in.
When they highlight it.
I bleached. I permed. I've chopped. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've done it all.
If you're going to do a color, like a color, what would you do?
If I was going to do color, probably some sort of like lavender or like lilac.
I was going to say like gray. I feel like your skin tone would look good with like a gray.
It's because my mom looks so beautiful with her gray hair. Yeah.
Kim.
I just have like salt and pepper. I just have a little salt on top. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't know if I have that or not because I just dye it all away so fast.
Yeah. I'll never know. Yeah. I don't want to know.
The world will never know.
The world will never know.
Never know what you look like. Matt, have you ever dyed your hair?
I've never dyed fully blonde, but I've done like highlights.
You did tips.
I don't
know. You did NSYNC tips.
Did you do this in the NSYNC era?
Guy Fieri tips.
I wish. No, it was like maybe 5-6 years ago I did it. But I have gotten lots of perms.
I love Matt. Oh, with
is your
perm.
Hair straight?
Yeah, my hair's pretty straight.
And then you perm it and it gets...
Yeah.
Do you and Eugene do perms together?
No, because his hair, he does like the crazy Korean perms where they put like the electric rollers in and it really just like...
Wow.
Where I can't... My hair would definitely just like break, you know? Yeah,
just fall off. I have to get
the...
Do you get bigger curls then? Or like how does your perm differ from his?
Well, no, because his, they like plug him into the wall.
Oh,
the roller is like plugged into the wall and it's like electric. So the key is like really strong on
they
it.
They plug him
where,
into
for
the
me,
wall.
They do like the old lady perm where it's just like the old, you know, the regular roller.
Okay, that's what I had.
Yeah.
My hair is like kind of wavy. It was curly when I was a kid. What would happen if I got a perm now? Would it do it?
Yeah.
Perms? Yeah. Perms have advanced in the years so that they're not the perms of our youth. Like I got my perm when I was like 16, I think. Mm. And it looked not good. I would say not great. But now you can get like a perm that's not quite as bad for your hair and they can control whether or not it looks like Meg Ryan's hair or if it just looks like Rainey's hair,
I've
like a California wave.
Considered so getting a perm.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Like the tighter the roller is, you know, because it kind of falls over time. It kind of starts to go back to your natural. So the smaller the roller, the tighter it is, the longer kind of it kind of lasts too.
Oh, I'm perm curious.
Should we go get perms?
Let's all get perms.
Should we go get a perm? Miles, you want a perm?
Let's go get a perm.
Perm day.
Dad's first perm.
Perm day.
Dads get perms. Dads get perms.
How about friends get perms and we all go?
Okay, dope.
I'm definitely, because my hair was curly as a kid, but it's not curly anymore.
There's this is not sponsored. This is just me stalking someone on Instagram. But I think it was like Sabrina Carpenter got a perm recently. And there's this new thing called like Cult Curl. And they like did this like California perm, but it like looks like shit when you first get it done. Like TBH. Yeah. It's because it really dries your hair out. I'm so sorry. Yeah. It did not turn my volume off on my phone. My bad. That was me.
I'll follow her real quick so that I can look up perms. Well, I only hang out with you guys, so that's fine. We'll just not take any photos per use.
It just looks like dry right after you get it done and like kind of messy, but like I feel like a good moisture mask. Yeah.
You can't wash it?
For a while, yeah.
Have you not seen the other beautiful rom-com, Legally Blonde?
Hello?
Hello?
It's been a minute.
You'll deactivate the sodium thiocolate.
I guess I don't remember that part that well.
Do it again.
You can't wash it.
I do love
it's like when you dye your hair. You don't wash it for like as long as you can to try and keep it.
The other thing is
I
like
wash
the smell
mine the next morning to try and get all the immediate color out. I'm like, I wash it right away. Well, the toner that goes on it is like really intense. So I try to get that off right away.
Mm. Like, I just paid all this money for this. So I'm just going to like wash it. Just like wash my money down the drain.
Yeah. So do you also take like 20s into your shower and just shove them in the drain?
But my colorist is like, yeah, you can wash it tomorrow morning, get the toner out, and then it'll be like the color you like.
Hmm. I feel like rule of thumb, if you get anything done, it's always like, don't get it wet for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Facials.
Oh, yeah.
All the things. Yeah. Eyelashes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perms and perm stink as man.
Yeah, it does
said.
Smell. And then, you know, after you wash it the first time, whatever, it doesn't smell. But then when it gets wet again, then it smells again. Smell it.
Yeah. Ooh. I remember I got my perm and it was when Jergens came out with the lotion self tanner that they still have.
Yeah.
I smelled like burnt. So I smelled like burnt. Felt so fake. Yes. Like I smelled like chemicals.
There was no part of your body that was not covered in chemicals.
No, so I was just lightly orange and I had like crunchy hair.
Those are your glory days. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm picturing my hair so beautiful and full with a perm. There's no reason for me to believe that it would turn out great. Yeah. And
it does
not
give
horrible.
You a lot of volume.
It gives you volume. And when you like, let's say you're going to blow dry your hair or do something to it, mm-hmm. it'll help your hair. That's why I got my perm, because it would help my hair hold a curl. Because I didn't have curly hair in high school.
I just think I need something to look forward to in life.
Rachel, let's go get perms.
Okay.
Okay. I'm in. Let's do it. Okay.
I want to watch.
Perms.
I'm getting married soon, so I don't want to do something too
I really
crazy.
Don't think you should get a perm.
I do not think I should get a perm, but I'm here for you.
It is not the time to experiment.
I know.
Talk to me early next year.
Yes.
For the honeymoon.
For the honeymoon.
For the honeymoon
perm.
Honeymoon perm.
It's like, who's
what's
this?
What's
only if Zach gets one too.
Oh no.
That hair is expensive, Rachel. No one's touching it.
No one's touching it.
He would look like Jay Timberlake.
What's the like weirdest or like not weird, but like most fun treatment you've ever done? Like whether it was your hair or your skin or like, have you guys ever done like a Vampia facial?
Oh my God. I don't have the money for that, but I would.
Yeah. Like something like that.
I would love to do a vampire facial, but
or like putting placenta on your face.
Oh, wow. I had two placentas and I did nothing with them. I threw them out.
Idiot.
Where are they?
Idiot.
In the
idiot.
Landfill?
I know. Into a landfill? I don't know. Medical waste. Oh, I don't know.
That
wasn't my job, Mags. The hospital dealt with that.
You're right.
I just birthed them. I did not take ownership of them after that.
Mm-hmm. I should have taken care of their excrement.
Sounds like they were stolen from you. That's what I'm hearing.
They were taken from me and I should have been rubbing them on my face.
That's right on the street. Are you supposed to like eat it in a pill?
You can have someone dehydrate it and you can take the pills. I have friends who did that. I just, you know, I was like hemorrhaging and Poppy was in the ICU.
So you had extra blood to give. Wow.
No, I just
no,
like,
I'm just kidding.
I was trying not to die, Becky. I was just trying not to die.
You had like a hard time afterwards.
I had
too.
A really hard time. Then I needed emergency surgery a week later. Poppy went back into the NICU. Like I had a rough go. We were all just trying to stay alive.
Yeah. But do you think if you would have eaten your placenta, it would have like sped up your healing?
No. Yeah, I feel like it would be like, you know, you'd be like a Viking warrior. Yeah. You just like have all the energy and be like, healed.
Maybe I couldn't have even digested my placenta without my gallbladder. We don't know. How hard is it to digest?
I don't know. I wonder how fatty it is.
Blood.
Yeah, it's just blood. Mm-hmm. Vampires do it all the time.
And tissue.
Tissue, yeah.
What's your favorite vampire movie? True Blood, dirty girl.
Actually, I think mine might be True Blood too. I watched all of True Blood.
Yeah, True Blood was great. Yeah.
Twilight.
But that's not a movie, that's a show.
Iconic.
I mean, as a teen, I watched a lot of Buffy Vampire Slayer.
Ooh, Buffy's
classic.
Buffy was so good.
So good. So good. I really liked a movie called Vampire Academy, which was a fave. It was with, what's her name's daughter? She's a nepotism baby, but she's like,
you know, what's her
a
name?
Nepotism baby for good. What's her name?
The
lady from Switched at Birth and from Some Kind of Wonderful. She was looking, she's
Becky?
Older now.
You know, Rebecca? This is not a good game for me, Becky. I can't remember.
Rebecca, would you say you've seen all the movies?
No, there's some movie I haven't seen, but I would say I've seen a lot.
I would say you've seen every movie I've ever heard of and a lot I haven't.
And her memory, probably. Like your retention is so
good. It's because I don't do math. I'm telling you, it's if you choose in like eighth grade to stop learning math
you
and
make
retaining
a life
math,
choice.
Which I can tell you eighth graders out there, you're not going to use it. You're barely, unless you want to be like an architect.
So choose movies.
So choose movies and you'll be cooler. You'll be able to
math is cool, Becky.
Friends.
Math is cool.
It's only cool
Becky,
when British
ruining,
people talk about it. Maths.
Ruining the youth one comment at a time.
Maths. Yeah, wish I actually do want to ruin our youth. I feel like that'd be great.
No, they no.
I feel like that'd be great.
They got it together. It's fine.
I know. They're more together than we are.
Yeah, they are, and I applaud them, and that's fine.
What's your favorite movie about the youths?
About the youths?
Oh, trolls.
Not for the youths.
I take every opportunity to talk about the trolls movie. About
my favorite would be like a sex education.
Oh, so yeah.
Yes, Matt. Matt did raise his hand when he wanted to answer for those listening. Sex education, I think, is the perfect show.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
It's so good.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen anything. I just watched Love Island now.
Oh my God. Like, what are you doing at home? Taking care of babies?
All the time.
Oh my God.
All the time.
This is actually her 20th time watching Love Island.
Okay, put sex education on your show.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
I'll list
on
it.
Your yeah. list.
That's what's on my list?
What's your favorite show or movie about the youths? Because you are.
About the youths.
You and Matt are a little, shall we say, more experienced than Maggie and I in life. In terms of
she's gone as
years.
Old.
Digits.
Old.
In terms
of
digits.
Where you were going.
You might be
experienced in digits.
You might have a different TV show frame of mind than Maggie and I have.
Jesus, Becky.
Just what? Like based on like
we're not that much older than
Becky
you.
Becky and I were watching
based
like
on
Fairly
how many
Odd Parents.
You have in your forehead. I think you've seen more than me.
Matt, when was color and TV invented for you? Like, do you remember?
Do you guys remember
life
before the
like
telephone?
When I turned seven.
Do you remember the talkies when the talkies started?
I don't know a movie about the youth, though. I'm having a hard time. Like
a coming of age.
Coming of age. Yeah, like Stand By
show
Me.
Show or movie. Or,
Stand By Me. You ever find a dead body somewhere and take your friends
she's
to look
like
at it?
She's like Gulliver's Travels.
The Aristocats.
Oh, good movie. Yeah, I don't know. I'm coming up blank. You'll have to answer it for me. I don't know. I don't have a favorite movie about the youth.
Or show.
I'm just show. Too old.
Euphoria.
Euphoria is a
Miles.
I never watched it.
I was about to say Miles. That earlier.
Euphoria. Nice.
That's not
nice.
What the youth are doing.
No, 30
realistic.
Oh my God, I ate the microphone. Miles, you are our problematic queen.
Thank you. We stand.
Miles, what's your most problematic TV show that you watch?
Probably 13 Reasons Why. Like, if I really think about it, I watched every single second of it. And I loved it. And
you
by the way, Becky did too. Becky watched it all too. And we talked about it. Don't try to get out of this. Becky and I would come and be like, oh my God, did you see what they did to Hannah?
No. So this is what I did, is I watched up until a certain scene that happened.
In season
to
one?
The bad kid. No. Season, I think it was like the end of season two or season three, the thing in the bathroom.
That's a lot of seasons.
Oh, yeah.
I was really, I was like deeply, deeply disturbed by that.
It's a disturbing show.
Yeah, but I didn't, much like Game of Thrones, I don't like not knowing pop culture, so I would read episode recaps.
You have to be up to date.
So that I knew what was going on. And then when the show ended, I read a full synopsis so that I could be socially aware.
And to be clear, I don't think anyone under 30 should watch the show. Got it.
Okay. Absolutely not. If you're a child, do not watch it. Selena Gomez, this is your one mistake.
Also,
this is your
I
one.
I technically can't watch that show. I'm not 30.
Oh, me neither.
What show?
Miles is like, you shouldn't watch it if you're under 30, and me and Miles are under 30.
We broke the rules. Yeah. It's just like, it shouldn't, it's not for high schoolers, I don't think.
No.
Even though, like, obviously, if you're in high school, I'm sure I would want to watch it, but it's problematic.
Yeah.
It's very
it's a lot
problematic.
To process.
Yeah.
I didn't watch all
don't
of season
watch
one. I watched
watch
a couple.
Trolls.
Okay.
Watch Trolls World Tour. Yeah.
What was the show that you shouldn't have watched, Mikey?
Probably the start of 13 Reasons Why. Probably Euphoria. We're gonna look back on and be like,
that was not good.
What a time to be alive. I'm trying to think if there was anything else that had controversies on it.
I didn't watch either of those, so I'm the clear.
I didn't watch either of those either. I'm feeling like my reference for youth when I was still kind of young was Gossip Girl. Once upon a time. Also,
Gossip Girl. Although,
so you are obsessed with the reboot then?
Problematic.
I didn't watch the reboot.
Problematic show.
Yeah, it is. When I look back on it, I'm like, oh, okay. But I was living in New York at the time, and I was like, I was into it.
That's true.
I was also into Sex and the City at the time, which is obviously not about the youth. But then I rewatched it all when I moved to New York and was like, oh, how fun, how cool. I recognize everything. Also, highly problematic when you look back. You're like, this ain't
definitely
it.
Some spots, that
are not
Nope.
Mm. Not of the okay.
Culture moves.
I have thought of one. Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I loved Pretty obsessed. Little Liars. I was
you
old
did.
Obsessed.
You were obsessed.
That's watching true. Clips now with Ezra and Aria, which was a teacher and a student who do then. Mm. I think it was Matt that I recently, or maybe it was Eugene. I was like, yeah, they got married. And Eugene was like, what? They got married? Yeah, a teacher and a student got married eventually on the show. And when I tell you, in college, I was rooting for them.
Yeah,
I was like, yes. I was like, they're in love. And now as an adult, I'm like, if my children ever watch a show like this, I will burn the TV. It is not a message that's the youth bad. Should have. Yeah. Not at all.
But you also don't have to let your children watch everything at every age.
No,
you can protect them. Yeah.
Timing's
for a little
important.
Bit. So... June and Poppy will not be watching Pretty Little Liars with Aunt Becky this year.
One day they'll maybe be watching year. Love Island with Mama.
Yeah, right. They're less problematic show.
Love Island. They can watch Love Island with Mama.
The Circle.
They're watching The Circle.
I feel like Love Island has problematic characters, but it's a very like realistic show in terms of reality shows. Because
Rainey's giggling in the corner,
Rainey,
by the way.
Giggle away, Rainey. Here's why. They're just there to like see if they like each other. And when they leave, they're just probably dating and maybe boyfriend and girlfriend. It's not all this bachelor bullshit of like 50 women, one guy, we're gonna get married right away after engaged, the love, and I stopped dating someone else 2 seconds ago. This is more like, there are almost equal numbers of us. We're all gonna date. We might switch some partners in the beginning, especially, like switch around. We find each other and maybe a few of us will leave here boyfriend and girlfriend. I think it's like...
Do they bone on the show?
They do bone, but that is also approached like kind of healthily. Like they... like sometimes there's... every once in a while, like very randomly, the show will be like someone can go to the hideaway and that's where they get alone time. But otherwise they're all in a room together, hideaway. Which is like very dorm style. And they'll be under the covers and they're still filming it. And you can tell whatever's going on. And then the next day they get together with the guys and the girls, and each season different metaphors come up. So they'll be like, were you playing ball last night? And the guy will be like, well, coach put me in, but the team didn't hit any home runs or whatever. Or the girls will be like,
they speak in code.
They speak in code.
Is it hetero? It's fully hetero. I didn't, yes. Not air quotes, but hetero, something like that.
As
I accidentally did air quotes.
Heterosexuality exists, which we're unsure of. Then yes.
Okay.
It is.
So what do you think about that show? What's the show called? Related in Dating? What is that show called?
What? Oh, that new one. Yeah. I thought it was that they were actually going to be related and trying to date. And I was like, what has happened to TV? But it's actually just like siblings helping each other find love.
Oh that clickbait title is off-putting.
Yeah.
Off-putting or?
Off-putting.
Clickbait.
I gotta see.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Anyways, I like Love Island's approach to sex.
I like love.
I like love. Love Island is love.
Like in terms of sex, though, it's pretty healthy in that like they're sharing a bed and they're like no at first, and then eventually they're doing some stuff and they're like excited to talk about. But like actual having sex doesn't really happen until the end, or you don't know about it, like, or very rarely. And I don't know. It just seems kind of like titillating, but not slut shamey. I don't know. There's very little shame.
Do you
but
win
it
anything?
Feels very realistic. One couple who the public votes on at the end can win £50,000.
Wow. Okay, babes.
Okay, babes.
Honestly, you forget about that part till the very, very end, though, because it's not really ingratiated into the show that much. Mm. Mm. You would like it. You
Becky
would like it.
Enters the villa.
Hot new bombshell. Enters the villa.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know about the show.
Uh-huh. It's a TikTok sound. Yeah. You got it.
That's why I know it.
You got it.
You just like it for the accents, is what I'm hearing.
Basically.
I mean, I do watch with closed captioning on like an old lady because the accents are so thick that I really can't understand. And a lot of the lingo is different enough sometimes. That without the closed caption, you'd be lost. You'd be like, their new thing is I'm going to deep it. I'm going to deep it. That means like think deeply about it and get.
I'm going to deep it.
I thought Becky. My mind went elsewhere.
No! Like, if you were like, hey, what kind of video should we make with the Tri-Wives soon? I'd be like, I'm going to deep it and get back to you. Mm. Like, I'm going to think about it.
Mm. For those listening, Becky's eyes are wide. She's shaking her head. No.
No.
Wow, babes. What's the difference between a pound and a quid?
Huh?
There's no difference. Yeah, it's the same. A pound and a quid.
Yeah.
3 quid. 2 pound.
Is it like bucks and dollars?
Yeah.
Bucks? Yeah, bucks and dollars. Yeah.
Who says bucks?
$5?
Yeah, give me $5.
$3?
Like they always say, like, you look like $1,000. You know?
Maybe they say that to you, Matt.
Have you never heard someone use the word bucks?
That's how Matt gets catcalled.
You look like $1,000, bro.
They don't say that to me, Matt.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. You look expensive.
Thanks, babes.
Thanks, babes.
Thanks, babes. I love British words.
What's your favorite British show then, besides Love Island?
I mean, Bake Off.
Bake Off.
Bake Off.
This is where I thrive.
Great British Bake Off.
Yeah. Bake Off.
Yes. Love.
Have you seen the Great Pottery Throwdown then?
I've heard about it.
Oh my God, you have to watch it. So
okay,
good.
I hear it's great.
It's in the same vein as the Great British Bake Off, except they're making pottery with clay. Mm-hmm. And the process is so crazy. And one of the judges, if someone does a really good job, he like ugly cries.
No way.
He's like, I'm just so proud of you. It's so beautiful. You made this for nothing.
Wow.
That's kind
of. So it's kind of like the handshake. It's kind of like the version of the handshake.
Crying
is so much harder than a handshake.
Yeah. True.
Incredible.
True. Yeah. He's very emotional.
Okay, he's moved by
art. You have to watch.
Okay,
I will. Add it to your list. You've got a lot of TV viewing time ahead of you, Rachel.
But honestly, she's getting a perm. She's
great pottery is going to the top of the list.
This is Netflix?
And then the perm. I'm really curious. What if I'm very ugly, though? What if this was the moment I decided to ruin my life?
We'll just wear hats.
Yeah.
Okay. What? And the wedding's kind of far away, so there's time for it to fall.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I'll do it with you. I've been thinking about it.
We're talking about the
perm. I'm so excited.
They want more perm.
I've been
perm time.
About it. I'm going to do it too.
Maggie, I'll just get another piercing with you.
Okay. Let's do it.
You have to wait.
I know.
You have to do things that can't be seen.
And no new changes.
No new changes.
Mm-mm.
I mean, we all told you not to get your nipples pierced and you just insisted.
Well, you said I could get a piercing with you. So like, go big or go home, you know?
Times
go
two.
Go nips or go home. oh my God. Matt. What a honeymoon reveal that would be.
I mean, because you know, we're saving it for the honeymoon.
Ouchie. Whoa.
You're like, hello.
Hello.
Margaret the Virgin.
So you and Zach are getting matching pierces on the honeymoon, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both getting your nipples pierced on the honeymoon.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, nothing. Just
clearing
says
it up
love.
For everyone.
Except like an opal piercing.
You want to know something deeply fucked up, though?
Beautiful.
If we were to film that for the channel, we could show Zach getting a nipple piercing, but we could not show Maggie. What the fuck is up with that?
Yeah. America's like messed up.
Demonetized either way, because it's technically like a medical procedure.
There's needles.
Yeah.
Is it the needles?
Get it sponsored.
Potentially, sure. Yeah, I get sponsored.
Sponsored by studs. Majori.
Majori.
The body electric.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, as our most tatted and pierced boy in the room, what's your favorite British show?
What's your favorite British show? That's really hard.
You watch a lot.
Yeah, I feel like that's when I watch TV alone, that's what I usually go to, you know, is British shows or like Nordic crime drama stuff.
I love Danish people.
Yeah, it's just like the accents are so interesting and like the everything just, all the colors are so cool colors, you know, like
he's so put off by us Americans in our entertainment. He's like, I must go somewhere else.
It's too bright, too dramatic, you know?
Yeah.
Just have those nice, cool, calming killings, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So what are your top, like, so Marcella.
Oh, Marcella's a good one.
What's like your top five?
Yeah, Marcella's a good one.
Where are you watching that?
Marcella's on Netflix, actually. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just wondering why Netflix is
on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah. One of my favorite ones was Broadchurch. Yeah, there's like 2 or 3 seasons of that. That's really good, you know? And then I just finished one called Hidden.
What was Hidden?
It was really good.
Is it a spoiler?
Yeah, they're like, some guy is like, abducting and hiding women in his basement, and his mother is like helping him.
Oh my God.
And they live in the middle of no place. And it's like this community trying to find out like what's happening. There's all this drama. It's it's good. But that's why it's hidden. You know, she's hidden in his basement.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch that one, like The Five, the limited series that was about like the little boy that was kidnapped and then he came back later? Mm-mm. Or they found his DNA at like a crime scene later. That one was pretty good. It had the guy from Handmaid's Tale. The husband, who I didn't know was British. The husband. Oh. I feel like people are secretly British these days, and it's really alarming.
And
when
their accents are, their American accents are so good. And you're just like,
The elocution, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you listen to true crime podcasts or anything?
No.
No. You only like the Nordic fictional.
Eugene and I were actually talking about this yesterday. I only watch it on TV and he only listens to it in podcasts.
Because I listen to the podcast. Eugene and I listen to all the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eugene and I have heard every single one and a lot of the special offshoots too.
Yeah.
I love it.
I was a big Crime Junkies fan. And then people on TikTok were like, this is exploitative of people's murders. And then I felt bad about listening to it.
Yeah, but sometimes it helps cases.
Yeah, I don't like the one, like there was one I tried to listen to, not to like shit on other podcasts, I won't say its name, but in the first episode, everyone knows what it was, like the most famous like murder podcast. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the very first episode, they were like joking about this LA thing that happened where this, I think he was a motorcyclist, got in an accident and he like died and his body like flew up on like a sign. Mm-hmm. And they were like joking about it and laughing about it. And I was like, I had to turn it off because I was like, this is not how you should be discussing humans.
Someone's death.
Murder. Yeah. No. Yeah. But no. I don't feel like Crime Junkies does that.
No, I feel like Crime Junkies really waffles between like really old cases. Yeah. A lot of them are like very old, very like before DNA testing, whatever.
I mean, it's crazy what you used to be able to get away with.
Yeah.
Like it's wild.
And then normally, if it's a more modern case, there will be like either a number or a helpline or an email or something at the end if you have any information whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
And then the most famous ones they cover as well. So I mean, I'm sure some people are offended by that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cases in investigative journalism where they've been able to reopen cases just on uncovering mm-hmm. new evidence.
And Crime Junkies does make it a point to cover cases of usually non-white people that got a lot less media attention as a way of like surfacing them for those families who are still wondering about like whatever happened. They'll be like totally cold cases that they're like, hey, this never made the media rounds. So we dug into it and here's what we can tell you, which I think is really lovely. They do that a lot, actually.
Yeah. You guys, we really went all over the place on this episode. Thank you for joining our journey.
Thank you.
Maybe leave some recommendations down below of
what's
shows
your favorite rom-com? What else do we need to watch?
Yeah. What's your favorite horror movie? What's your favorite rom-com? What's your favorite perm?
What else
what's
should be on my list? What should be on the list?
Yeah.
It's a long
Rachel
list.
Needs help. A lot of help.
Yeah. We're going to title this episode, Rachel Needs to Connect to the Youths and Get a Perm. Rachel's first perm.
Let's do a live podcast during the perm and we'll bring you guys with us.
Love. Okay. Smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision. Yes.
4K, 4D. Four senses.
4DX.
4DX. Thank you so much for sitting with us.
Do the voice. The annoying voice from the top of the episode.
Oh, thank you guys. I don't think we were filming for that,
were
we?
I don't think we
were. No.
That's just for me. No, it's
just personal.
About.
Just personal.
Silly goof. Sorry.
Thank you guys so much for sitting with us today. We always love chatting with you. Drop some comments below. Send us emails. Like, subscribe, download wherever you get your potties. Make sure you're washing your hands. Get all the shots you can get. The new Omicron booster is out. Monkeypox, they've opened up availability. So check and see if you're available for that
flu
one.
Flu shot time.
Flu shot time.
Around the corner. Yeah.
Polio's on the rise.
Becky.
Measles.
We're circling the drain here, Becky.
Measles is on the rise. I don't know. Vaccinate your kids for polio if they're able. Yeah. Pee after sex. Be nice to people. Tip your servers.
I don't know if we should do a second
bye.
Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.